And I'm Scott Horsley, traveling with the McCain campaign. John McCain was in Missouri yesterday, but unlike Barack Obama, who attracted huge crowds over the weekend in St. Louis and Kansas City, McCain stuck to the suburbs, like the planned Newtown community in St. Charles, a modern development with a retro small-town feel.
It's a great place for kids. You have parks and we have a market. It's just a great family-oriented space and it's very safe.
Stay-at-home mom Kelly Robinson was at the rally with her children, Grace and Jonah.
I believe very strongly in not supporting abortion and civil unions, and I can't go Obama because of that reason.
Robinson is also a big fan of Sarah Palin, who was not with McCain yesterday, but had her own cheering section anyway.
And I can hardly wait to introduce her to Washington, D.C., and we're going to change. We're going to have new direction.
McCain continued to hammer away against Obama's plan to raise taxes on the wealthy. A Suffolk University poll found 8 out of 10 Missouri residents have now heard of Joe the Plumber, the tax-averse Ohio man McCain made famous in the debate last week. Fewer than 1 in 10, however, say the Joe the Plumber argument makes them more likely to vote for the Republican nominee. Across the state in Belton, Missouri, McCain tried a different line of attack, picking up on Joe Biden's comment over the weekend that Obama would be tested quickly by an international crisis. McCain argued his Democratic rival would not be ready.
Senator Obama won't have the right response, and we know that because we've seen the wrong response from him over and over during this campaign.
McCain has criticized Obama for failing to support the troop surge in Iraq and for his willingness to negotiate with hostile foreign leaders. McCain then outlined several steps he would take if he's elected president. At the urging of the crowd, he changed the if to when. Scott Horsley, NPR News.